You want your money back. Sleep with me once. My ex said this to me 10 minutes before his wedding. I came here not because I still loved him, but because he ruined my life, and I wanted to destroy his perfect day in return. But things didn't go according to plan. Now I stood outside the chapel, clutching the handle of my beat-up suitcase, two cardboard boxes stacked beside me, everything I had left after Jace dumped me over email and got me fired. I really need to see Jace today, I begged the bodyguard blocking the door.
No, you don't. Get lost, he said coldly, eyes filled with disgust.
Nobody has sympathy for the crazy ex who crashes a wedding, but I had my reasons. If you don't let me see him, I'll just stand here until every guest notices me, I said quietly. I knew Jace wouldn't want that, especially not today. Today he was marrying Delilah Hart, sister to Alpha Grayson Hart of the Redstone Pack. She was high society royalty, the kind of woman who could transform Jace from a small town nobody into someone who mattered. He dumped me after 4 years, over email, and got me fired from my job at Apex Corp, where he'd been my boss. My life crumbled overnight, no job, no home, and what little pride I had left was about to walk down the aisle with him. The bodyguard finally made a call and waved me through. Inside, money hung in the air, expensive perfume, perfect manicures, flawless smiles. I walked through wearing my oversized t-shirt, torn jeans, and sneakers with holes in them. Someone whispered that I reeked. The guard stopped at a closed door. Make it fast, he warned. Inside, the room looked straight out of a magazine, marble floors, white carpet, a chandelier worth more than I'd ever seen. And there he was, Jace, adjusting his bow tie, still as devastatingly handsome as ever. When he turned those ice-cold blue eyes on me, the same ones that used to look at me like I was his whole world, my heart still betrayed me with a flutter.
Pathetic.
You don't belong here, Aria, he said. That raggedy suitcase, those ripped jeans, those beat-up shoes, none of it belongs in a place like this.
I wanted an explanation. He gave me contempt. I wanted my job back.
He offered me money, if I'd sleep with him 10 minutes before marrying someone else. The slap I gave him echoed through the room.
Go to hell, Jace,
and congratulations on the wedding. Hope you can't perform when she needs you to tonight. I stormed out, tears burning my cheeks, only to slam straight into what felt like a brick wall, my t-shirt catching and tearing wide open on his diamond cufflink. When I looked up into those storm gray eyes, my stomach dropped to the floor. Alpha Grayson Hart, Jace's future brother-in-law, and the way he said my name, Aria Collins, made my skin burn.
But wait, how did he know my name?